You're in Open Air with Matt Masters, and this is the Rockin' Rhythm Review. I'll be your host while Jim is away in the Chicago suburb of Skokie, looking to satiate his cartographical obsession by visiting the world headquarters of Rand McNally. America is the birthplace of rock and rhythm, and its creators did their best to sustain the age-old tradition of honoring hometowns, haunts, and highways in song. When immortalized in such manner, states became renowned, highways generated mystique, cities were transformed into meccas, and it allowed musicians to establish territorial bragging rights to the best dances, the best food, the best clubs, and the best music. On the Rock and Rhythm Review, let's head back to school for a sonic lesson in U.S. geography. We'll leave our books behind, close the classroom doors, open our ears, and take a musical field trip across this fine nation and listen to the cities that bounce, boogie, and shuffle. We'll have a brief sociology lecture about some gals in Kansas and Florida, and we'll finish our outing with a private geography tutorial from Rock's headmaster. In 1952, Little Willie Littlefield headed for Kansas City, looking for some lovin'.
I'm going to Kansas City, here I come. I'm going to Kansas City, here I come.
It wasn't a hit for Little Willie, but another diminutively designated rocker believed his manic 1955 revision of the Lieber and Stoller classic would be. But it too was not. Little Richard recorded two versions of Kansas City, one truer to Littlefield's original, the other as a medley welded onto his own composition, Hey Hey Hey. The Beatles showed they preferred the medley by covering it in 1964, but that may have been because they never heard Richard's rare first version.
I'm going to Kansas City. Kansas City, here I come.
If not for his obscure 1951 auditory celebration of nightlife on Auburn Avenue and Decatur Street in Atlanta, Tommy Brown may not have ever got that future vocal gig with the Griffin Brothers and a subsequent number one hit, Weepin' and Cryin'.
Well, when I woke up this morning, I was in my bed alone.
Here's Tommy's Atlanta Boogie. Mardi Gras provides a day of social inversion before Lent shackles the fun. Professor Longhair humbly stated, "Everybody wanted a Mardi Gras song, so I wrote one." And he recorded it twice in 1949, first for the Star Talent label, and weeks later for Atlantic. Talent's poor quality recording and subsequent bankruptcy doomed that version, but Atlantic's single from the unorthodox pianist presented New Orleans heritage on the Great American Auditory Altar as his Mardi Gras song became the Zulu King of every Fat Tuesday. In 1959, Fess re-recorded the song as Go to the Mardi Gras, and it's that title most associate the song to nowadays. The original, Mardi Gras New Orleans.
I wanna know what's carnival for. Going down in your lane, I've got my ticket in my hand. Going down in your lane, I've got my ticket in my hand. When I get in your lane, I wanna see the Zulu King. down in Raleigh, down on Rampart and Dumé. Yes, down in Raleigh, on Rampart and Dumé. Gonna make it my standing place until I see the Zulu Queen.
Born Joe Garrid in Chicago, Joe Williams was the last of the great big band singers. His career teamed him with luminaries Coleman Hawkins, Lionel Hampton, and Count Basie. Joe also had a sizable 1952 solo hit with Memphis Slim's Every Day I Have the Blues. However, Joe did briefly flirt with Jump Blues under the nickname Jumpin' Joe and professed his love for his hometown and its nightlife with a 1950 recording that paired him with band leader Red Saunders. Incredibly, the song went unreleased until the 90s. Shy.
Got my bag, Porter. Here's this time called Shy. Got my bag, Porter. Here's this time called Shy. Well, I can't stay away and it ain't no use to try. Shy's a real hip town, move on, baby, you're a square. Shy's a real hip town, move on, baby, you're a square. Everybody's playing hard and a square can't light nowhere. All night long, playboys play the avenue. All night long, playboys play the avenue. They got to play every night and day, cause that's what the chicks all do. Shy, 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 shy. Well, I'm back in Shy, be here till I die. Cadillacs parked all over town. Hip cats got Cadillacs parked all over town. One picked up my baby, never found out where he put her down. Shy, 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 shy. Well, I'm back in Shy, I'll be here till I die.
Bob and Earl were the common denominator of a myriad of groups Bobby Day and Earl Nelson recorded with in the 50s. Briefly as a duo in 1960, Day split with Earl, leaving him to recruit Bobby Ralph to fill the void. Ralph's move to bring along friend Barry White, yes, that Barry White, proved as genius as White's arrangement and keyboard contribution of a Bob and Earl original? Well, Ralph later admitted that the song that electrified a New York borough was borrowed from obscure R&B artist Round Robin's tune, Slauson Shuffle Time, named for a boulevard in Los Angeles. 1963's Harlem Shuffle. We'll be right back.
yeah, then you go for yourself. You move it to the right, yeah, if it takes all night. Now, baby, kind of slow, with a whole lot of soul. Don't move it too fast, make it last. You know you scratch just like a monkey, yeah you do. Real, yeah. You slide into the limbo, yeah. How low can you go? Harlem Shuffle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do the Harlem Shuffle.
Oh, do the monkey shine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do the Harlem Shuffle.
Shine, baby, across the floor. Whoa, 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 I can't stand it no more. Now come on, baby, now get into your slide. We're gonna ride, 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 little pony ride. Shake, 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 shake a tail feather, baby.
Woo!
Shake, 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 shake a tail feather, baby. One more time.
Rock was all but dead on the charts in 1959, but Boston's Fred Picariello didn't think so. As Freddie Carmen, he recorded a song about a lass in Florida, accentuated by Kenny Paulson's insistent guitar and a booming bass drum. Friends got the song over to Dick Clark, and Clark put Freddie on Bandstand and onto the charts. Those same friends probably had a hand in having him shed his surname one more time, and the aptly rechristened Freddie Boom Boom Cannon rocked into the 60s. 1959's Tallahassee Lassie.
Back.
Sid Hard Rock Gunter earned his nickname not for being the first with a 100-watt amp, but for having literally shrugged off a whack to the head when he was young. Wanting to honor his Birmingham roots on a national stage, Hard Rock recorded a bouncy song for a small local label, Bama.
In the heart of Dixie and Alabama, there's a place we love called Birmingham. Everybody starts rocking and shuffling their feet when a drum starts laying that solid beat. Boy, I can't stand still no more.
Decca felt it was a hit and wanted to lease the master. Amazingly, Bama refused. Decca was forced to cover it and went on to number one, while Hard Rock's original flopped. Dozens of artists eventually covered the song, but interestingly, one was black. Let's spin Amos Milburn's 1950 cover of Birmingham Bounce.
In the heart of the South, down in Alabama, there's a place we love called Birmingham. Everybody starts flogging and shuffling their feet when the drum starts playing that solid beat. Everybody dancing and jumping too, while the music rocking, nobody's blue. A funny little rhythm with a solid sound, a boogie and jumping called the Birmingham Bounce. Some like a horn with a valve in the middle, some like the beat of the big bass fiddle. It's an old Milburn tune with a high diddle diddle. Let's all dance to the sax and the fiddle. Everybody's dancing and jumping too, while the music rocking, nobody's blue. A funny little rhythm with a solid sound, a boogie and jumping called the Birmingham Bounce. If you like your music, eight to the bar, I know the way to make it best by far. It's the best, get you moving when you need a good start. Everybody dance to the blues guitar. Come down south and you want a good time, come to a dance when you're feeling fine. That's what it takes to spend a happy time. Let's all get together and have a wonderful time.
Thanks for tuning into this installment of the Rock and Rhythm Review. My special thanks to Jim Walsh and Jeff Mack. If you know QWERTY, send your email to wmat@mail.com. Route 66 stretched 2,448 miles from Chicago to LA. It became an American cultural microcosm, spawning odd roadside attractions, fast food joints, and mom-and-pop businesses en masse. And it provided songwriter Bobby Troup the inspiration to pen his homage to Steinbeck's Mother Road. By 1960, Route 66 was also the theme of a popular TV series, and that likely prompted Chuck Berry, who could have easily been the song's author, to record his take of the Nat King Cole 1946 original. So buckle up, and let's hit the road for a geography lesson from the headmaster of rock himself, 1961's Route 66.
if you ever plan to motor west, Jack, take my way, it's the highway, that's the best. Get your kicks on Route 66. Well, it winds from Chicago to L.A. More than 2,000 miles all the way. Get your kicks on Route 66. Well, it goes through St. Louis, Joplin, Missouri, Oklahoma City looks so, so pretty, you see. Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona, don't forget Winona, Kingsman, Barstow, San Bernardino. Won't you get hip to this kindly tip and take that California trip? Get your kicks on Route 66. Joplin, Missouri, Oklahoma City looks so, so pretty, you see. Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona, don't forget Winona, Kingsman, Barstow, San Bernardino. Won't you get hip to this kindly tip? Take that California trip. Get your kicks on Route 66. Get your kicks on Route 66. And I'll meet you on Route 62. Get your kicks.